If made into law, the legislation would let virtual schools continue enrolling students from all over Wisconsin, but at a reduced amount of state money per student. The status of virtual schools has been uncertain after an appeals court ruling last month, which said that the state's largest one, the Wisconsin Virtual Academy, was operating illegally. Kurt Berglund is the academy's principal. He says right now they receive $6,000 per enrolled student. Berglund says Lehman's bill cuts that funding in half.
So while Senator Lehman has the rhetorical ability to say that what this really does is protect online learning in Wisconsin, the effect is that it would protect online learning at a funding level that no one could afford to do an online school.
State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster backs Lehman's bill, saying it provides a solution that's good for students, parents, and taxpayers. Berglund and the Wisconsin Coalition of Virtual School Families support a rival bill drafted by Assemblyman Brett Davis of Oregon that keeps the current funding levels. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.